producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good day, program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington, and we're working over a lot of things that are going on today. The passing of a gentleman, well, I'm not sure he's dead yet, but he will be pretty soon.
Wealthiest
businessman in Iran, whose name is Babak Zanzani.
Babak Zanzani, huh?
Sends to death because he's corrupt, and corruption is against the Muslim code. He was the former oil boss in charge of the oil flow into and out of Iran, and so in all of they've had lots of tough sanctions. He was in charge of helping Iran screw the international community by making sure that oil got out. The only problem was...
Why don't we send Trump there?
The Iranian court called him the most corrupt person on earth. That's quite a club to be in.
Whoa.
Sanctions required that Iran not sell oil, but it was. This guy was arranging it, and he was pocketing half the money himself. So the state of Iran didn't get the money from the corruption.
He did.
Took half of it.
This guy's young.
So he's getting it in the neck or however,
he's
whatever
like
they do.
30 couple, 34, 32.
Yep. Weather today around the country, warming up, forecast calls for temperatures where Roberta is in New York City to be 70.
Tomorrow, it's wonderful.
Through the
daffodils are coming up. Yay! Yep.
Yes, right. First day of spring is 300 hours away.
Yay!
Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't gotten your fill of winter activities, time is of the essence, especially if you like to skate out of doors. Most of the rinks are closing down because the ice is not staying frozen because it's 70 degrees and they can't do. You know, there's a little place in Santa Monica opposite the old police station, the old old post office, Jennifer, on the corner of 6th and I want to say Wiltshire, but I'm not sure. It was an ice rink. I'll never forget the first time I went by it. It was like 70 degrees. Excuse me. There are hundreds of children that are out there skating on the ice. Yeah. And they kept it cold by the head. Sure, I've just been moving some dust. Excuse me a minute. I was digging out, I'm moving in 3 weeks. So my kids are coming this weekend. We're going to pack up most everything in the house.
So did you sell the house?
Yes.
Ah.
And so...
I'm in luck. I'm there like for the last leg.
No, I'm not talking about...
Not that one.
The Boston house.
Anyway, so I'm moving all this radio stuff around. And it's surprisingly not been used for a while. And a little dust on it. Excuse me. So, all right. Meanwhile,
it created a weather alert.
That's right.
Yeah, right.
A little tornado at Doug's
house. Yeah. Right.
One thing, did you notice the reaction when you said spring is here? And all three of you East Coasters were like, woohoo! And I'm like, yeah, whatever. It's been here a while.
Right. Yeah. Well, I don't know why I'm saying it, because I haven't been here. Well, actually, I've been here a little bit more in the last month or so as I get ready to move out of the house. But the weather in Los Angeles has been wonderful. The only thing that has clouded my entire winter in Los Angeles is the passing of Charlie Tuna.
Yeah.
Other than that, I really think
and the fact you really haven't seen me very much, too, Doug.
No, I haven't seen you very much.
That's right.
We're
going
to try.
You're going to have to see me.
Yes, I'll see you next week when I'm on there. All right, so anyway,
Jennifer, all going to be in L.A. at the same time?
I do not believe. Well, actually, yeah, because I'll be back on the 15th, and you're going to be there until the, 17th?
No, till the 19th.
All right. So we can have
Friday Roberta. Morning breakfast, because then I have to go to San Bernardino.
Well, we have Warren enjoying this, too, because Warren wants
to. Yeah.
No, Friday I'm flying to San Fran, so it's going to be Thursday.
By the way, Staples is the sponsor of this Good Day calendar segment.
Yeah. Who wants to come with us?
All right. So let's talk a little bit about Trump country. Macon County, Tennessee, population 23,000, 57% went to Trump in the primary of the vote there. Atkinson County, Georgia, population 8,200, 65% of the vote went to Trump. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because most people thought these were very conservative areas and they'd likely go to Cruz. Buchanan County, Virginia, is 23,000 in population. 69% of the vote in the primary went to Donald Trump. Fall River, Massachusetts, last Tuesday. This is all the results of analyzing the election, the primaries on Super Tuesday. In Fall River, the population there is 88,000. 62% of the vote in the primary, the Republican primary, went to Donald Trump.
Well, you know why.
So, well, they were, I find what I find interesting, that's a very Puerto Rican, I'm sorry, it's a very Portuguese area. I'm finding it very interesting to see how many people of Hispanic origin are supporting Trump.
No, these towns are so small, there's a lot of intermarriage, that's why.
Oh, 88,000. Come on, Roberta. Give credit where credit is due.
All right, so what would you do if you were on stage with Donald Trump?
Kiss him. Tell him I love him.
Shoot him.
I would compare my hand size with him and then laugh.
Really?
Yeah.
Shake his hand and go. Hand.
Small hands there, Donald.
Small hands, Donald. Mm-hmm. They don't look that small.
Look at those tiny little minion hands. I assure you, everything is okay.
I would ask to see his feet.
I'm glad I brought that up.
Hey, Kyle, take your shoes off.
Okay. Peyton Manning is going to announce his retirement today.
Good for him.
I kiss and hug him, too. Tell him I love him.
So that's the NFL is happy to talk about that and to congratulate him, but they don't want to talk about the other item of interest that the NFL has to deal with today, and that is the investigation of the Falcons coach who asked Ohio State cornerback Eli Apple if he was gay. Apple said that a Falcons coach asked him if he liked men during an interview. The head coach, as Dan Quinn said, he told the coach that the question was inappropriate. Really?
What makes you think that?
What rock did this guy crawl out from under?
Yeah, I like men. I like women, too. I mean, I like you. You're a nice guy.
Yeah. That may have been what he said.
That would have been my answer.
These people, what is the matter with people? It just, it's amazing. It's incredible. People are this out of touch in this day and age, I think, anyway. 14 past the hour on Good Day.
When's the best time to enjoy Twisted Tea? Why don't we do a little daydrinking? A hard iced tea brewed like a beer that tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real iced tea. Hanging out at the pool, fishing with your buddy. Twisted Tea hard iced tea tastes great anytime. Cool, refreshing, smooth, but with a kick. Why don't we do a little daydrinking? Twisted Tea, real iced tea taste with a kick.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one Emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide. QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
All right, we have 17 after the hour. Doug Stary, we have them, you have them, everybody's got them. The study that's out today about women and what's good for their health, women ought to sit like men to be healthier. A doctor says women should sit like men because it's healthier for them. The doctor says women usually sit with their knees close together and their legs or ankles sometimes crossed. That puts pressure on tendons, causing hip bursitis, knee and foot pain, and other uncomfortable alignment problems. Men sit with their knees and legs apart, feet flat on the ground. I don't sit that way. Richie, you sit like that?
Really?
I don't sit like that.
Yes.
You do?
It's called the man spread. There's a term for that.
Absolutely.
Man spreading.
Really?
Yeah. The only problem is when I wear a skirt, I don't know if that would work out so well.
Well, yeah, that would be the big problem.
Those mirrors on your shoes?
Right.
I don't know what you mean.
Leather.
So next story, Doug.
Yes, Rich.
Moving along.
Yes. An expert says people are addicted to Facebook and Twitter because human brains have evolved to be that way. The expert says the amounts of gray matter in your head has been steadily increasing. But about 20,000 years ago, our brains began to shrink. The researcher says this because bigger brains were necessary to deal with the complex social situations early humans found themselves dealing with, and we no longer have to deal with such issues. What planet is this guy on? Where did that come from? Anybody have...
Wouldn't Facebook be a complex social situation?
I would have thought.
Think.
Yeah, I would have thought that as well. Yes, right.
You have to deal with more issues than any human has ever had to deal with before.
Yes, much more, many more. All right, so the North Koreans in the news today. Our friend Kim Jong-un says he's preparing a preemptive nuclear strike, the strike of justice, he calls it, against South Korea and Hawaii if military drills go ahead today. The warning has been released over the weekend. The North says that they are undisguised nuclear war drills, and they vow revenge.
South Korea and Hawaii.
Yes.
The Hawaii part that I find interesting.
Well, their missiles supposedly can get that far. One wonders when the Chinese are going to step on this guy like a bug.
Yeah, but I mean, somebody threatens the United States with a nuclear weapon, yeah, that's going to go down well.
Well,
I don't understand what China's waiting for.
With this guy? Why don't you just annex the... Yeah, they've got a big army.
North Korea is a flea on China's back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That they just need to itch and get rid of. Put the collar on China. Let's see it.
Jennifer, did you know that the nanny that broke up the Gwen Stefani marriage is pregnant?
Oh, no. With who?
With Gwen Stefani's husband.
No.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. That's why the marriage broke up.
21 after the hour.
Womp womp.
Oh, oh, oh.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Unfortunately, it's taken the death of Joey Feek, who recorded with her husband Rory, as a duet. They got their start, actually, on the CMT program, Jennifer Can You Duet. They finished in third place, and then they were signed to a record label. Their first single, which hit number 30 on the charts, was called Cheater, Cheater. Crank it up, Judith. See, I like, not necessarily the lyric, but I like the feel of this kind of country sound.
Take your sorry button, load up all your stuff, and get the hell out of my house. But I just wish you.
All right, for those of you who are not familiar with this, over the last 3 or 4 months, we've been talking about the sad story of Joey, who's 40 years old. I think they have 2 children, Jennifer, do they not? Is it 2 children?
They have 1 together, and then he has children from a previous marriage that are already older.
Yeah. Anyway, so they got together, they performed as a duet, got married, had a child, and then she found out she had cancer. I believe it's uterine cancer, was it not?
Cervical.
Cervical cancer. Something really nasty, and so as it got closer.
But it's so preventable if you just get a pap test.
Yeah, well.
Hers was very aggressive because she had just gotten pregnant, so you know she was doing her thing.
Yeah.
But it is, you know, sometimes it's just aggressive.
So anyway, she passed away this past weekend. Here's Michelle Powers from E.T. on the passing.
Joey Feek, one half of the country duo Joey and Rory, has passed away after her battle with cervical and colorectal cancer. The singer, who won an ACM award in 2010, was first diagnosed with the disease in spring 2014 and was admitted to hospice care in November 2015. Her husband and musical partner, Rory, frequently shared updates and photos on his blog about Joey's progress. In mid-December, after initially being bedridden, Joey was able to get out of her hospice bed to play with their young daughter, Indiana. The family prayed Joey would make it to the holidays, and their Christmas wish came true. She also lived to see Indiana celebrate her 2nd birthday in February 2016. In late February, Rory posted on his blog that Joey was approaching her final resting days, revealing she had gathered her family members to say her goodbyes. He also shared one of the last things his wife told him before she died. Quote, I can honestly say that I have done everything I wanted to do and lived the life I always wanted to live.
It's called That's Important to Me from 2010, her second album, which also featured Zac Brown.
This story, I swear, I can't listen to it without crying. This, these people have just got me. I mean, it's just incredibly tragic, but the way they handled it with such grace and openness, I mean, that takes a ton of vulnerability. And being real, feeding my family
a home cooked meal, that's important to me. Let me ask this. What does the husband do now with his career?
Yeah.
Does he move on and get huge because of all of the attention and carry on their legacy, or does he kind of fall apart and just kind of drift away?
I think right now he raises his daughter.
Yeah.
Here's one of Joey's heroes, Dolly Parton, on Joey.
Clip Joey and Roy, I've loved you for years. I've had all your records and Joey, I just wanted you to know that I really appreciate the fact that you've often done my songs, talked about me at different times, and I've heard that you're a big fan. Well, I want you to know I appreciate that, and I want you to know I'm sorry that you're not feeling good, but I know we have something in common. We both believe in a higher power. We believe that through God, all things are possible. So you keep praying, and I keep praying for you, and I just think that you're wonderful, and I know that God's proud of you. So I just wanted to take a chance to say thank you for loving me, and I'll be loving you.
Richie, aren't you? That's it. Thank you. Here they are singing one of the great hymns, How Great Thou Art. This is from what they knew would be their last project, collection of hymns that Joey had always wanted to record. The CD is called Hymns That Are Important to Me. This is How Great Thou Art.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24 Hour. Its prescription strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh, what was his problem?
Claim status updates just a few taps away on the Geico app.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
On this program. 33 past the hour on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, all of my friends. Some of them are in presence, some of them used to be. Roberta Fasanelli. And
present.
Jennifer. Present. Present.
I need a present for sitting here with you guys.
I'm a present to Doug.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Yep. My life would not be the same without you. There's no question about that. Jennifer is here. Richie's here. Last night was the final episode of Downton Abbey. It went on for an hour and 34 minutes, and it was among the best of any shows. I have been a fan. I didn't find it until, I think, well into the second season. And then I went on the
plane.
Great
show.
I found it on the plane, and I went back to try to find some of the earlier episodes, and then I try to stay with it on the plane because I don't watch much TV. But I found myself recently, since it came back on in January, instead of watching The Good Wife, which is going away at the end of the season as well, I found myself wanting to watch the hour of Downton Abbey every Sunday night at 9 o'clock. Last night was the end, and things were pretty much put into perspective.
Everybody lives happily ever after.
It was almost too quick, though. I think that, and maybe that's one of the good things about something like this, it was over and you really wanted to go on. You want to keep going. How many more stories can they develop? But yeah, everybody lives happily ever after. I think it's very interesting also.
Everybody gets married.
Well, but you know what? The behind-the-scenes things. Every once in a while, you'd see shows on PBS that would bring you into whatever the behind-the-scenes stuff was. And when you realize that Hugh Bonneville is actually about 10 years younger than the character that he plays as the
patriarch.
And all of them were much... Jim Carter, who played Carson, is quite a bit younger than the fellow that he played. But the way they make him up, the lady who played his wife is much younger. The lady who played Mrs. Padunker, or whatever her name is, down in the kitchen. Mrs. Patmore.
Yeah, much if, you see younger. If you see them, like, you know, just in regular human clothes.
The lady who
clothes,
played
like,
lady in waiting, Anne, who had a baby last night, to the other
well-known... Spoilers!
Well, so what? No, this is maybe spoiled.
That was actually, because it was so long, that was actually the Christmas special in the UK. A lot of these very popular shows all do Christmas specials for Christmas Day. That's when they run them. So the final episode technically was the Downton Abbey
had
Christmas
been played
special.
In England already?
I've already seen it. I saw it from, you know, when it aired in England.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But they finished producing it last fall.
Yeah.
I believe. The show had been put in the can since last fall. But there were the lady who played Anne, I can't remember her name, the actress's name. I was trying to figure out where Elizabeth Montgomery came from. She's, wasn't that her name, Elizabeth Montgomery? Elizabeth, she played...
That was Bewitched.
Yeah.
No. All right. So this is Elizabeth McGovern.
That's what I thought you were talking
is
about.
Is it
I'm
McGovern?
Like, what?
What's the Richie? Go to IMDb. Wait and see what the name is. I think her name was McGovern. But I was trying to figure out where she was. I'm thinking she goes back to American actress. Bonneville marries the American woman. That was part of the original story. And then the woman who played the daughter Mary. Is her real name is Dockery. I can't remember her first. She's got a band of her own.
Michelle
Dockery. I believe
Elizabeth McGovern.
McGovern. All right. So what's her IMDb, Richie? Where is she first? I want to think she's been around a lot in television and movies here. Dockery.
For Once Upon a Time in America, Ordinary People, Clash of the Titans,
She seemed much younger. Most of the people played roles, with the exception, many people think
Maggie Smith
was the best.
Oh, my gosh. The lines that she came out with? Oh, as a dowager? Oh, my goodness. It's hilarious.
Yeah,
hilarious.
It really was. But they were just such great characters. I thought that was the best part of it, so...
And a lot of those people are all contract players for the BBC.
Yeah, oh yeah, they're all BBC characters. Mm-hmm. But now they're much better. Now they've been, you're right, character play, basically masterpiece characters. But now they're all so well known, they're spreading out. Bonneville will have quite a good, I think, acting career. He became quite good friends with George Clooney when they did that art movie, whatever it was. What was it called? A couple of years ago. What's the name of that? Stealing of the Art.
The World War II thing.
Yes, yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Monument Man, it was called.
Yes.
And so he was in that. And anyway, it was just, I thought it was quite good television that had purpose and quality and has become...
And no violence.
No. The
right?
biggest...
No car chases, no violence.
The biggest... Selling the biggest, most important thing the BBC has ever produced. It became internationally famous and renowned. More people have seen Downton Abbey than any other television show, except
Doctor Who.
Well, I don't know. I'm talking about now.
Something funny?
In
I haven't seen either one of them.
Yeah, Doctor Who is 50 years old.
Yeah, but Doctor Who is a different Doctor Who now than it was when we were kids.
Doctor Who?
That's the idea. I think they're in their 13th Doctor.
Really? All right, Donald Trump cementing his nomination, some people say. His opponents begrudgingly admitting they would support his presidency. There is a hashtag Never Trump movement that has started.
And there's a counter movement, hashtag Always Trump.
Yeah. Now, the people... who are participating in this radio program, I think that this is a cabal here between the Clintons and Trump, because otherwise, how would everybody be acting this stupidly? Is going to give it.
That's
basically
the only thing that I could figure out.
Mm-hmm. I never thought I'd say this, but Roberta and I politically are on the same wavelength. On this.
Just think about what you just said, Rich. You come back and talk to me tomorrow.
It's crazy that Roberta and I are actually agreeing on something politically. But there's something funny here. Trump acted last week, there's no way you can convince me he did that on...
He's not a stupid person.
Right.
I mean, he's very media savvy.
He couldn't run his company
right.
For sure.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what do you have an issue with?
Something's up.
That he could not mentally control his 15-year-old boy brain.
It's because people don't want him to. That's the thing, Rich, is that you may want
to.
When it comes to some of the conservative pundits want to.
I assure you everything's okay in the bedroom. That's him.
He didn't say that. He did not say everything's okay in the bedroom.
He said that everything's okay.
Everything's okay. He responds when people hit him. He responds.
Not, he could not turn away. He was like a 15-year-old boy.
Well, that whole thing with the Hitler-like oath that he made everybody take at that rally, I don't know. I don't know. I'm smelling some dead fish here.
Really? What kind? My?
No, smells.
Smells. Glenn Beck said on his radio program that he'd like to stab Trump with a knife.
Oh, good Lord.
Glenn Beck is such a jerk. What? You know he went on a hunger strike for Ted Cruz?
Oh, good
Lord.
Well,
these guys he's broken it. So, I mean, even with all their support, see, this is what we were talking about at the radio convention that I went to over the weekend, how these people who have been very strong influencers when it came to the election, these guys are all on the Cruz bandwagon, and they're all losing.
Conservative talk radio is on the Cruz bandwagon. The establishment in Washington is trying to do everything they can to resuscitate Marco Rubio's dying career.
Rubio's dead.
I'm on Kasich. I like him.
Permanently. Kasich. Permanently damaged Marco Rubio. But, you know, the thing about Cruz, I like Cruz. I just don't see him having any chance against Hillary
Clinton. What do you like
from,
about what is
from
like
the initial reaction
about, you want to
of
lose,
Roberta.
Vote for Cruz.
So what I'm saying, that's why
that
I
like about him.
I think Trump has a better chance of getting elected.
Half the conservatives I know will not vote for Trump.
Yeah.
That's what they tell you now.
And half of the regular population won't vote for Cruz because they think he's too religious and unlikable.
Hillary's very unlikable. That's it.
So, I mean, it's... But
burning!
Not if Bloomberg jumps in.
Oh, you know, and I think you're right because I know people on both sides vote for Bloomberg.
Yep. Right.
I think at this point I might even vote for Bloomberg.
I just get sick of radio people that think they know more than everybody else.
All right. Yeah.
You know, they
I'm
won't
smarter
support
than you are because I'm on the radio.
Just listen to what the movement is.
We disprove that every day here on this program. Yeah. Jimmy Carter says he no longer needs cancer medicine.
Different.
Was it 6 months ago he said he had melanoma on his brain
like
and his liver? He was
death warrant,
teaching
said.
His Sunday school class in Plains, Georgia yesterday, came out of the church, and a reporter asked him what was going on, and he said, I'm not on any drug at all.
But that doesn't mean he's cancer-free. Yeah. He just may not be on any drug at all.
No, he said he was, well, he said he was cancer-free. He went through radiation. He had a lot of immune-boosting drugs and supplements. He says the doctors continue to make sure cancer cells have not returned. He was done with the treatment after he had a two-hour MRI scan of his body. How would you like to sit? Have you ever had an MRI, been in that tube?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, what a horrible feeling that is.
Why? I just go to sleep.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Yeah. It's a wonderful opportunity to take a nap.
Take a nap.
I can just lay here and not do anything for 20 minutes. Okay, I'm napping. Thank you.
All right, it's 44 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the exquisite sounds of the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin. Powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
This is Doug Steffen. I'm all about eating clean. No added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic, I get the benefit of three whole beets in one teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your your body where you need it. Superbeets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now. With your first order of Superbeets, they'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Superbeets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Superbeets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183.
What's the next big event you want to go to? Is it hockey? Basketball? Baseball's right around the corner. Maybe it's a concert. Whatever it is, you can bet that someone is going to pay less than you for the same seats. How? They have an in. But now, you do too. Thanks to ScoreBig.com. Only at ScoreBig can you name a ticket price that's guaranteed to be below box office. Up to 60% off for the events you want to see. Basketball, baseball, hockey, concerts, and more. Here's how they do it. 40% of all tickets go unsold. ScoreBig works directly with teams and performers to get the best deals on those tickets and pass the savings along to you. Next time you want to buy tickets, go to ScoreBig.com first. Your tickets are guaranteed to be authentic, shipping is free, and you'll never get the surprise fees you see on the other ticketing sites.
If you go to ScoreBig.com right now, click on the microphone and enter promo code 200, you'll save an extra $20 off your first ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 200. ScoreBig.com, promo code 200.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm sorry, we shouldn't laugh.
No, we can't tell that story. All right, here's the story of Cam Chancellor, who is a Blackhawk, he's a Black Seahawks player. Had the police...
Not to be confused with the Blackhawk. Okay.
Right. Well, I think I... Anyway.
Did you just say what I thought you said?
I didn't say it on purpose. Keep going. Keep going.
Talking about birds, Jen, or
of course, this guy was a Super Bowl on the Super Bowl winning team. He was looking around at a gym in his hometown, peering through the window. The gym was closed, and there were two employees inside who called the police because they thought, since he was black, that he was casing the place out to rob it. Oh, so the police came and arrested him and took him. When he's actually looking to buy the place.
He wants to buy the whole place.
He wants to buy the place. And because he was black, the two morons in. See, this is what's so wrong with the race situation. And who knows who creates more of a difficulty here. Some of the people who are always talking about how bad it is, or the people who are actually committing these atrocities. I think this is outrageous, frankly.
On the 911 call from the gym employee,
yeah.
I don't know if they're homeless kids. I know there used to be a lot of heroin addicts around here. Mm. And here's Cam Chancellor's tweet. The 911 call is all I needed to hear. Thank you, Lord, for the truth. Read between the lines.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. I'm not buying that place.
I'm tired of these stories. We are all equal. When we die, we go into the same box.
Yep.
That's true.
Jesse Palmer, who works for ESPN.
Yeah, wasn't he The Bachelor?
I don't know.
A long time ago, I think he was. Yeah, I think so.
He was also testifying for the defense in the Aaron Andrews nude video thing. He is suing Michael David Barrett, who shot and posted the video. Andrews is suing Barrett, and the Marriott at the Vanderbilt gave him a room next to hers. This guy Barrett is already in jail, is he not? He's already out of jail. Palmer said he never saw the situation affect Andrews on camera, and she remained a professional. Off the job, he saw her turn introverted and said she increased her security. His testimony coming down after she broke down. So you know, where is this all going to end? I guess is the question now. And where should it end is probably the... Should she get the $75 million? If it were me, I would want... I'd want $175 million just to show those bums, teach them a lesson. And it is... And I didn't feel that way until after one of the cable news channels sent out a crew to a bunch of Marriott hotels around the country, basically setting up the same scenario to see if they learned anything from what happened. No, they hadn't. They were doing the same thing. Oh, yeah, I want to... You know, they'd put somebody in a room and, can I have... where is this person staying? And can I have the room next door? You know, that kind of stuff. So...
You would hope that they have a policy against that.
No traveling to Marriott for me. 51 after the hour, you'd hope so.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You haven't met anybody you didn't kill.
Well, I haven't killed you yet.
What do you do, sleep with that thing on your pillow?
I would have much left.
Number one movie this week, 1987 is the year. For the first Lethal Weapon movie.
I suppose we have to register you as a Lethal Weapon.
30 years
when
ago.
It tears you apart.
And you look at Mel Gibson then, and the results of his life smoking and drinking. Look at his face now from when he got the award. What was that, the Grammy, the People's Choice Award? When he was up there with that jerk from England. What was that? That was the first awards show. Yeah. What's that guy's name who's such a jerk?
Oh, Ricky Gervais.
Yeah, Gervais. Yeah, right. Yep. Anyway, so this is Honeymoon Suite from the movie Lethal Weapon. I think there was something about those movies that was very entertaining. It really was.
Oh, the cop fighter movies are always fun.
Yeah, I mean. Right. All right. The trailer for Ghostbusters, or the reboot of Ghostbusters, if Chuck is really getting the bad flu, so he's not around, has been released, and the internet is going crazy over it. We're going to play you the trailer. We have, as the video of the day today, the first trailer from the Ghostbusters movie. We'll play a little of it because we want to have you hear the audio, but you really should go see it as the video of the day at DougStefan.com. Go ahead, Richie.
It's a class 4 apparition. Okay, she seems peaceful.
My name is Erin Gilbert, doctor of particle physics. Ah!
It
That stuff went everywhere, by the way, in every crack. Very hard to wash off.
We have dedicated our whole lives to studying the paranormal. Now there's sightings all over the city.
There are people out there that need our help.
All right, already I think
you're a brilliant
that we're going to be victims. If Chuck were here, he'd say there's too much technology. You can hear the music and, you know, all of this, the techno music, instead of just the plain music that came from the first version of this. Richie, what does it look like to you? I did not see it, but you're watching it there. What's it look like?
I go back and forth. Looking at it, I have a little interest in it because they kind of make it retro.
Yeah.
In that the ambulance that they drive around in is kind of the hearse ambulance, just like in the first Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
And it looks like it might be a little silly, so I might give it a shot.
Yeah. All right, our poll today at DougStephan.com. What do you think of the new Ghostbusters trailer? A, it's great. Can't wait to see the movie. B, it's okay. I'll probably see the movie. C, I'm waiting until they release more clips. D, I didn't like it, and I'm having second thoughts about the movie. E, it was awful, and I doubt I'll see the movie. So bring that into focus as you take the poll at DougStephan.com. Here are some of the reactions from various folks. YouTuber Migs Masters first.
This movie looks hilarious, and I mean, can you expect anything less from a cast that started their careers from SNL? Probably not. So I can see the chemistry, I can see the charm there. I love that they're bringing back all the old elements. Obviously, the Ecto-1 is there. We got the firehouse. We have Slimer. Now, if you don't know who Slimer is, I consider him part of the original cast, and I actually hope that he's still the disgusting food-mongering spirit that I've always loved. Now, the question is, will I go see this movie in the theaters? Sure, why not? It looks entertaining. It looks fun.
Here's Zoe from Wrapped Up in Film.
That does not look very good at all. That doesn't look funny. Oh, my God, it looks really corny and cheesy. I'm really disappointed by that. The ghosts don't look scary either. It's like totally hammed up. The great thing about the old school Ghostbusters was, yes,
yeah, kind of the whole really point of the movie.
Also, the storyline was about to be hammed up.
Yeah, it's kind of hokey and kooky. Doug, I want to hear play this next clip where the guy
Xander Wayne.
Yeah, he says, "I'm not sure where this leaves us. Is the movie a continuance? Is it a sequel? Is it what is it?"
I have mixed feelings because, in one instance, you know, it's 2016 and they're doing a Ghostbuster movie now. So, of course, the special effects looks spectacular. It looks great. But, again, my whole thing is, are they picking up where the original Ghostbusters left off? Are they going to acknowledge that? Because apparently, you know, you saw the little graffiti mark of the no ghost sign. And I am definitely going to need to see more. I'm going to need to see a lot more.
Yeah, I mean, is it a reboot or is it a sequel?
Ah, that is the question. What's the number one movie of the weekend? Anybody know? I went to see London.
Zootopia, right?
Was it?
That was huge.
Yeah. Okay. 59 past the hour. This is the ever informative Doug Stephan Good Day program.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.